This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the JNS weekly podcast for July 8th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem. The article topics in this podcast are pituitary surgery and interventional neurosurgery. Endovascular treatment of symptomatic intracranial stenosis with the Wingspan Stent System and Gateway PTA Balloon. A multicenter series of 60 patients with acute and midterm results. A clinical article by Vincent Costala and co-authors. In this article, the authors analyze a series of 63 endovascular procedures that were performed using the Wingspan Stent System for treatment of refractory symptomatic intracranial arterial stenosis. Technical success was achieved in 95% of cases. The overall incidence of permanent postoperative morbidity and mortality was 4.8%. In-stent restenosis or occlusion occurred in 11 cases, of which 10 were asymptomatic and 9 were detected before the one-year follow-up. Endovascular treatment of intracranial arterial stenosis demonstrates a moderate risk of neurological complications. Nevertheless, considering the critical natural history of severe refractory lesions, endovascular treatment may be considered the first alternative in cases of failed medical therapy. Technical failure, residual stenosis, or in-stent restenosis do not lead to systematic recurrent stroke, which suggests the importance of plaque stabilization and neoendothelialization. Factors associated with delay to pituitary adenoma diagnosis in patients with visual loss. A clinical article by Arman Jahangiri and colleagues. In this article, the authors investigated factors associated with increased time from visual symptom onset until diagnosis in patients with pituitary adenomas. In 75 patients studied over the course of 6 years, the authors found increased visual improvement in patients with symptoms for less than 6 months. The following factors were analyzed: age at symptom onset, sex, race, insurance type, ophthalmological conditions, income, marital status, emergency department admission, language, and medical provider. This analysis revealed only age prolonged symptom duration, with race and ophthalmological conditions exerting effects just shy of statistical significance. 7 older patients had symptoms attributed to pre-existing ophthalmological conditions for a median of 18 months before adenoma diagnosis. Among age and race subgroups, the largest difference in median symptom duration was between white patients and non-white patients who were 60 to 79 years old, with durations of symptoms of 5 months and 24 months, respectively. Thus, the authors found that older patients with visual symptoms exhibited delayed pituitary adenoma diagnosis. Contributing factors included attributing of visual symptoms from pituitary adenoma to other ophthalmological conditions in older patients, and delayed presentation in elderly non-white patients. These findings highlight challenges associated with timely adenoma diagnosis in visually impaired patients, a key factor in chances of improvement. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.